Are you planning or are you procrastinating? I think as athletes, as people in life in general, we can do this to ourselves quite often, and it's to no one's benefit, especially yourself. So are you planning or are you procrastinating? Month of January, a couple things happen, right? It's the new year, so there's a lot of people that look towards this next year of what it's going to look like. Some have plans, resolutions, changes that they want to make. And then the other thing in January is you're mid-season or just over halfway through basketball season. And so you've had a chance to look back on how this season has been going and to reflect, to get an idea of some of the strengths, weaknesses, positive, negatives of how that season has been going for you and for a team. And I would bet if you're really honest with yourself, there's some things that you think you should be doing, but you haven't been doing them yet. Why is that? Are you scared? Are you afraid to make a mistake? Are you afraid what someone else may say? Is there a fear behind, and maybe it's not so much as you say, boy, that's a fear, but is there some outside reason why you haven't tried to do something that deep down you feel like is in your best interest? And hopefully it's also in the best interest of the team because we want those things to match up. So that's what I mean by are you planning or are you procrastinating? There's things you think, yeah, I'm going to do that sometime. Well, season's almost over. Yeah, I think that would be a good idea for me to you try something out in the game. All right. Like, I mean, really, like what would happen if you just let yourself go all out defensively? Just all out because the other players on your team, they're doing what they're supposed to do, but it's more casual defense. But you know, there's another level of intensity and attention to detail that you could go on defense, but you don't do it. Why don't you do it? Because no one else is doing it. That's not a good enough reason. Can you get into somebody's space? Can you be more vocal on the defensive end? Can you bump a cutter every time that they cut through? Can you make sure nobody face cuts in front of you? Can you get your hands to be more active on defense? Can you be more alert? Instead of just being in the right spots and doing your job, you got to go above and beyond. You know this is going to help your team, but there's a reason that you're holding yourself back. And that's one of the worst things we can do as athletes and as people is be the person that's holding ourselves back. So do it. I'll give you an example. I have a regret from in high school. I first dunked it in 10th grade. About halfway through 10th grade, I was 6 feet tall. And I had told myself since I was a little kid, someday I would be able to dunk. Someday I'm going to be able to dunk. Like I just, it was in my mind at a very early age. As soon as I started to love basketball, I was like, someday I'm going to be able to dunk. Even if it's just being able to just push the ball over the rim, I'm going to be able to dunk someday. I worked at it and I just worked on jumping. It wasn't like I did jump programs and things like that we've talked about in past episodes. But at this point, I was just practicing dunking and jumping. And I got down my first dunk before a basketball game, sophomore year. And I didn't try to dunk in a game until the end of my junior year. Think about that. Now, in the beginning, when I was able to dunk, I wasn't able to do it off a dribble, so it would have meant a travel, right? But by that spring, summer, I could dunk, legit dunk, dribble up, dunk it. I could do it fast enough that, that's something that was realistic for me to do in a game. Throughout my whole junior year of basketball practices, if I got a steal, breakaway dunk, I would dunk it. But why didn't I do it in the game? It's not because I didn't have some opportunities. It's because I was afraid. I was afraid to miss. I was afraid to miss. Now, my freshman, sophomore year, we had people that could dunk, but no one had done it in game. I had one teammate who tried a couple dunks and missed. And it was like, oh, you should have just, laid it in. And it was just kind of frowned upon. And so I was afraid of looking silly. I was afraid of making a mistake until finally towards the end of my junior year, I had had enough. And like, whatever that tipping point was, I was like, I don't care. I got to dunk this ball. I have to get a dunk. And I dunked it. And it was amazing. And the crowd went nuts. And it was a huge deal. And it was like a Friday night. And by the time I come back to school, that next Monday, people are still talking about the dunk that I had, which wasn't really anything special, but it was just like I went up on a fast break, threw it down with one hand. But it was a big deal because at our school, nobody really dunked it. And then from there, my senior year, I had like 10 dunks in my senior year of high school, which, I was pretty, was quite a few. And it took me so long to get that first one because I was afraid. Essentially, was I planning or was I procrastinating? I was procrastinating, right? I was procrastinating. I'd done the work, I'd done the prep, I'd done the planning, so to speak, but the procrastinating, the fear, the putting off something that I knew I could do was too strong until it wasn't. What is that for you? What is that for you as a basketball player where you're like, man, I have to unleash this area of my game? For some, it could literally just be the fact that you have another level of intensity and energy and focus that you could give to your game, and you don't. And you don't because you're more concerned about fitting in than you are being your best self. If you're listening to this podcast, there's not a ton of you. You're like, you want to be really good at something. Don't hold yourself back from being the best you can be just because people around you don't want to be the best that they can be. And they're not willing to put in the work to be the best that they can be. And so you'd rather be like everybody else, even though you have more in you, because there's something about you that is more passionate about basketball, for example, than somebody else. Like, don't try to fit in on your basketball team if the majority of the people on your team, basketball is not their favorite sport. Like, if basketball is your favorite sport, you better stand out with your energy, with your effort, with your attitude, with the time that you put in every single day. Every practice, you're there early, you're staying late. Every game, you're more invested, you're more vocal. It matters to you more. Like, when you win and you really care, it feels better. When you lose and you really care, it hurts more. That should be you. Don't try to fit in when this is an area that you have more time invested and you have more of the care factor to stand out. What is it that you are not doing right now that you should start doing, and it will be in the best interest of yourself and others? Do not wait. There's a season that you're not going to get back. There's a game that you never will get back. And as we speak, the season is going to be over before you know it. Get after it.